This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We start today, as we are sometimes wont to do, in Washington, District of Columbia, where the Congress of the United States is nibbling away at its to-do list. At the top of that list, today anyway, was the big trade deal du jour, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Lawmakers are trying to decide whether they want to give President Obama what is called fast-track authority on the thing. Let him do the negotiating, and then Congress gets to say yay or nay, but only yay or nay. There are lots of politics involved, of course, which was apparent at hearings on the Hill today, but there is plenty of economics at play here, too, and trade deal history as well. So we asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer to do a little compare and contrast between the economy today and the economy the last time there was a deal this contentious on the table. That is, when NAFTA was in the offing. Here's Nancy.
It's 1993. Michael Jordan scores his 20,000th career point. Whitney Houston tops the charts. And at the end of the year, President Clinton signs NAFTA into law. The U.S. is king of the global economy.
The world has changed so much from 1993.
That's Susan Ariel Aronson, a research professor of international affairs at George Washington University. Aronson says now we live in more of a multipolar world.
Brazil is the eighth largest economy in the world. Russia's economy, I believe, is shrinking, but it's still very important.
And then there's China. Catherine Dominguez teaches economics and public policy at the University of Michigan. She says China was just starting to stretch its economic legs in the early 90s. Now, well, you know.
They have obviously increased dramatically their exports all around the world. And so all eyes have been on China.
Meanwhile, back on the home front,
the U.S. share of the world economy has declined.
From about 27% in the early 90s to about 20% today, says Gary Huffbauer, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. But Huffbauer says we still have a lot of bargaining power because the U.S. is a huge consumer market and other countries really want to sell their stuff here. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.